I told the team the external factors of the preparation oftentimes change. You could have late games on Sunday, West Coast games, long road trips, but the process that we go through to get ready, that totally remains the same, and we love that process. So we're excited for the division game coming up here on Thursday night. It's a heck of a challenge, but when our team, the process fully underway for us, so a big day for us before we head out of town tomorrow afternoon. So with that, I'll open up with your questions regarding the game. We're fully underway.
Coach, how are you health-wise? Are you hoping to get Coleman back, or where are we at with his progress?
He's going to do a rehab run just before we get on the field today. He's making progress, but we're not going to see if he's passed all the way through in the reps today. So we're going to take a look at him as his run goes. His strength is back. We're trying to find out, can he explode on it? He's such a twitchy, fast athlete. We got to make sure he can explode first. So we'll have more information after we go through that run today.
These your three games against Tampa, what's been a common thread through them? You all seem to have some good battles with them, no matter whose record is what.
And that's the fun part about playing division games, where both players know each other well. And for us, it's really been about the ball, and we've not done as good a job as we can, and that's a real area of emphasis for us. All challenges on all sides of it. How can we attack, their offense, our defense, vice versa, and then the teams. Both teams can really run on special teams. That totally shows up. So we're pumped for the opportunity to get right back in this division game and looking forward to it already right here on us.
Coach, I know you talked about this yesterday, but Jameis Winston, talk about the problems when defending him.
Sure. The one thing that jumps out when you watch him play is he is a terrific competitor. And it shows on where he can extend plays. It shows on how he can convert a play where he seems like he's hemmed up, and then all of a sudden he breaks a tackle and escapes out. So that part's there. You've seen him just throw some dimes, outside on the run for touchdowns. So I think it's his competitive spirit that he plays with that, kind of energizes everybody else around him. I got a lot of respect for his toughness. You see him stand in there. He'll take the hit. He'll stare right down at it and make the throw. He's got a lot of confidence in his receivers. He's going to give him a shot at the ball.
All right, you got Coach. Obviously, Julio draws most attention in the passing game, and we saw that last Sunday. But what does it mean that some of these other guys that have stepped up, and Muhammad and Gabriel, and even though obviously Julio will always be kind of the guy,
sure.
It seems like they've been very valuable in a lot of games this year when he's been shut down or just given Matt a lot of options.
So. Right, it's a great question, and the term that we use is who can be the other group that can set it off. So we try to have that competition going within the group. We've had some games where the running back set it off. We've had some games where the tight ends did, and certainly the receivers. So they love that challenge that comes with it. Knowing different plays call for different looks based on our personnel that might be in the game and how they play it. So the fact that we get everybody involved is a very important part of our offense, not just in the pass game but in the run game too, knowing that we have balance. So if you're going to just play for the pass, we're going to try and attack in that way too. So for us, having balance and then the amount of people that get involved in the pass game is really important for us.
How much do you think it's helped Julio where, again, maybe a game where he has a down game for him because teams are doubling him or tripling him, but then maybe that next one, they all of a sudden they're watching other guys, and that maybe is when he goes off again,
I'm sure he's used to the extra coverage that goes away. I didn't check any of his high school tape coming out of, Foley, but I'm sure that's been that way for a long time where he's used to battling and being aggressive and going for the ball. But for us, we're at our best when we keep attacking, different guys get involved for sure.
Coach, Matt's on pace for career bests in a lot of quarterback categories, maybe all of them. Is there one favorite quarterback stat that you look at, whether it's with Matt or other guys, that says this is how well they are doing overall?
There's not one that jumps out. I think it's when you put the tape on, it's the culmination of those things. The decision-making, the accuracy. When the fourth quarter comes and you see that time come, where is that player at? It's the accuracy on the deep ball. So the stat part of it, we don't get so enamored with. What we're trying to do constantly is just say, how can we find ways to attack and improve? And that's certainly Matt's issue now. We don't talk about, we have this stat or that stat. It's like, no, man, how can I go and improve? And when you have that mindset ready to go attack again, we'll leave all the stats stuff for later, and it'll be a fun topic for us to talk about in the offseason. But for now, it's all about attacking.
So when you look at Matt's tape this year, numbers aside, are those kind of the two areas that jump out, decision-making accuracy?
Yep. And, his in the game, when he's on the sideline, you feel it. And it's that time, I want it right now to go for it. And he has that look to him. He has that feel to him. When it's time to go, right here at the end, that's where it gets demonstrated the clearest to me. And I feel like that part of his game is clearly on point.
With the trading deadline coming today, Q, two parts. Do you expect to make a deal before the 4 o'clock deadline? And two, other leagues, they're always making some move, for the most part, to get your team to that next level. How come the NFL, for the most part, the trading deadline just is so inactive?
Yeah, it is very inactive. We don't anticipate any moves on our end prior to the trade deadline today. I would think the practice squad has a big role in that, knowing that you're developing players all the while. And although you don't get to see some of those guys live on Sundays, there's some really talented guys that are waiting in the wings. So it's kind of like we look at it as a 63-man roster. And we've got some guys that are called upon, are putting in the work. They put it in post-practice quite a bit. We call that our Plan D program. And I would say that's probably a real factor in it as it goes through. And then the other part, like in our game, there's a lot of people that are into it. Sometimes you see maybe a trade happen, maybe in baseball where, one group's out. But I think the contracts are quite a bit different, too.
But Coach,
be a better question for Thomas on that one than me.
Sorry. Hooper, we've seen him catching balls and so forth. Can he handle the inline block in that
wire? Yep. And, he's done a good bit of that as well. So he's really improved at that, Led. We've asked him, can he make that kind of progress over training camp? And that's really where the extra work was put in, the tight end tackle combinations that's so such an important part of our run game. So Levine's been a big factor as him, too. That their Stanford connection runs deep. They talk through quite a bit in the run game together. So we're certainly counting on him to be a big factor.
Perkins, how has he improved? I know y'all are developing him too, undrafted kid who's been
There's been many times when if we had another shot to get Perk up, we would have. He's been that kind of performer for us in practice, so we know he's ready. He's certainly looking forward to his opportunity.
Any other things on? So you're not sure yet if Coleman will
have I'm sure on Coleman and Freeney. Other than that, the team's in good shape. Jacob Tammy, excuse me, will not be. Sorry.
Jacob
Tammy will be out, and I haven't determined yet on Coleman and Dwight Freeney. Okay. Sorry about that.
Can you do anything at practice?
Not likely today. Sorry, I should have hit you guys up on that in the beginning.
And coaches, we talked a little yesterday about Kwon Alexander. Is he, I just want to make sure we're not overhyping, is he one of the best young backers in the league right now, or? We just had a couple good games here.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think he is one of these players that deserve the respect and the attention. As I looked at the game the other day, I think it was another 10, 12, 14 tackles against Oakland. He can really go. And as an inside backer, well, like most positions, that speed factor, it jumps out wherever it is, whether it's wide receiver, running back, linebacker, and he's got that factor.
Days, he would have been an outside speed guy. Right?
Yep, and now that we, teams play so much, where there's three and four receiver sets, that style of linebacker is playing more and more and more.